from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jump could be a free play here. Mahomes going down the field. Worthy's wide open. He's got the football. Xavier Worthy gets it to the Lions 37-yard line. Gain of 39 yards on the play.
So Worthy catches a 39-yard pass. I could be wrong, but it looked like they ran Jet Chip Wasp just because of
where... Oh, that kind of did look like where he was on the field. Yeah.
I could be wrong, but the movie made and where he ended up and where it was at the field, I'm pretty sure it was the same distance in the game.
Yeah.
Was it the same play?
Could have been.
And does that give you enough evidence that maybe there's a little bit more trust going into rookie wide receivers from the head coach, or is it still Dusty... Chill the F out. It's preseason.
No, I think that's the way Andy Reid operates, though. You know, you're not a rookie. You're on the team, and he's going to play you, and they're going to utilize you. I mean, we see him start rookies all the time, right? Along the offensive line, defensive line, all over the place. Andy Reid's not afraid to go out there and play with a rookie. I know a lot of coaches are in the NFL. He's a rookie. He's got to earn it. Is he one of the best players on the field? Probably yes. So get him out there, and, you know, let's see what he can do. I thought they did a nice job of getting the ball to Xavier Worthy. At least that's what it seemed like to me, like they were trying to do. These preseason games, first of all, there's not a TV broadcast of a preseason game that's good. They all look like they're done by the local high school. Okay. I mean, they really are. The Chiefs got a good one, but I was watching on the Detroit broadcast. Oh my God. Terrible production on the Detroit side. I was watching the Houston Texans side of things. They were playing. Oh my God. It was so clunky and bad. But Andy's not afraid to use rookies, but I just don't know what kind of game plan they're putting in. That's why these games are hard to watch. Like, what are we doing here, right? Because yesterday, Green Bay and Denver play each other. Denver wins 27-2 or whatever it is. Yeah. Bo Nix looks really good, but then you realize Green Bay didn't play anybody, right? So what's the game plan? What are we trying to accomplish? But if part of the game plan and something that they were trying to accomplish was get the ball to Xavier Worthy, I thought they did a really good job of that. Like, he's going to be just fine. He's going to be just fine for this team. Rashee Rice, I thought, had a very nice game. They got the ball to him early on and, you know, kind of showcased him a little bit. I think he's going to be a star this year. I think we're going to be talking about Rashee Rice in categories of, you know, leading the league in receiving yards this year. I think he's going to take off this year, guys. I think he's going to have himself a season because he's got a lot to prove, right? Pick up from where he left off last year, but the off the field stuff, you know, people have been questioning whether or not he could be a number one. Hollywood Brown goes down. Mm-hmm. I think Rashee Rice is going to have himself a time this season. I think it's going to be fun watching him play. And so, you know, what do you take away from the preseason game? Yeah, had a little bit of fun watching early on. Got some guys involved, and now we get ready for Thursday and then move on from there.
I think I trust Xavier Worthy getting the lean in role, because as soon as that play happened, we were finishing up the 18 with the Golfing with the Producers. Great event at Swope Park. It was fun. Drew Nixon's, I know where he's at today. He said that Xavier Worthy is the number three receiver on the roster. And I thought,
number three behind Kelsey and Rice?
Behind Brown and Rice.
Like receiver, not receiving option.
Yeah,
gotcha.
No, yeah, like, yeah. As in number on depth chart.
Well, okay.
Because they believe Watson is higher than
Watson
Rice,
yes!
Which is what I collected from the quick conversation.
Wait, say that again. Who?
Cody and Gold don't think, according to Drew, that Xavier Worthy is number three on the depth chart. I think he's number four.
Behind who?
Watson, apparently.
Watson, yes!
That's what I gathered. But I trust Xavier Worthy to be a very, very trusted option for Andy Reid because he let Carson Wentz do this with him.
Or rather, Carson Wentz on third down and seven. Lofts a pass open in the end zone, near side, touchdown! Kansas City, welcome to the Chiefs Kingdom. Xavier Worthy tasting the sweet nectar of the end zone. Get used to it, brother. A 22-yard catch on a corner route, perfectly thrown by Carson Wentz.
They think he's fourth?
I think so. From what I could gather, we were on 18.
Back, were you drinking?
I only had one transfusion. It was very slowly drank because I knew I had to pace myself the other day, but I'm pretty sure it's what I gathered. They'll probably talk about it more today as I plug their show, Cody and Gold from 10 to 2 here on 96.5.
Are you sure you heard right? Like, Xavier Worthy is the fourth wide receiver option?
Drew said it three straight times. He goes, Xavier Worthy is their third best receiver. He's a third receiver on the roster. Third receiver on the roster. I was like, who's not saying that? He goes, well, we had a discussion with Gold and Cody. Don't think so.
What? And they went to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Maybe I'm off my hinges. I don't
Xavier
know.
Xavier Worthy right now
mm-hmm.
with Hollywood Brown out is your number two wide receiver behind Rashee Rice.
That's question.
Right. That's right.
Right now, the depth chart in Bob Fesco's world, which is pretty legit, Rashee Rice is the number one, and we're not talking Travis, and Xavier Worthy is number two. Like, who's missing that?
I don't know.
That's called overanalyzation, in my opinion.
And I think, you know, again, the text line says it. Justin Watson is loved by Andy. Nothing flashy, just
Watson!
Consistent.
Yes!
Justin Watson, though, is like, he's like your dependable, like he's the girl you call like 30 years later when you haven't gotten married yet and you made that deal in kindergarten. If we never find anybody, let's hook up. And then 30 years later, the phone call comes in. And you're like, all right, let's go. Like Watson's a...
Watson! Yes!
Watson is a nice type of kind of guy that you can rely on. He's not one of your top receivers, though.
He's a possession guy. He's reliable. Mm-hmm. Really glad he's on the roster.
Yeah.
Great depth piece, especially with an injury. You can count on him.
You're right, but I mean,
but no,
from ability, from potential, Justin Watson's, I mean, I don't
Watson,
know that
yes!
he'd be in the conversation for me.
Especially considering, like, you think about these past couple years, Watson was a deep ball guy. Worthy's going to take that spot.
Yeah.
Worthy's going to be the guy over the top. And you talk about Rice.
And so is Hollywood Brown. I mean, let's not act like Hollywood Brown's going to be out till, you know, Christmas. No. This guy should be back by Columbus Day, if not sooner.
Yeah, it looks like they're targeting the Atlanta game.
Yeah, week three.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a month before Columbus Day, right?
There
there you go. So let's go.
Celebrate that still.
Is that not still a holiday?
No.
All right.
But I do bring up this topic because I believe, like, it seems that Rashee Rice last year was the first time that we'd seen Andy really kind of lean into a rookie wide receiver. Now, again, his hand was forced, right? Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney.
Two guys who, like, just probably shouldn't even be in the conversation. Like,
right. But that's
again, Kadarius Toney had two penalties on one play. I don't care if it's preseason. That's hard to do.
That might be a recipe.
I mean,
that might be the one where it's like, all right, I can't fix this.
Especially since he was lined up wrong again.
Ugh. And I always see this with other teams, right? They draft a rookie wide receiver, and you're like, man, that guy's good. He's only a rookie. It's like, yeah, they're giving him opportunities. And I understand that Andy Reid has had his, you know, people. Macklin was one that was kind of against the exception. And DeSean Jackson as well. And then Rashee Rice. Even Tyreek Hill had, like, maybe, like, four routes that he was able to do. And then he developed more of a route runner than Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, but he
became.
Was a running back, fifth-round pick from Western Alabama. We're talking about Xavier Worthy, wide receiver with a 4.2 speed from the University of Texas here.
Correct.
You know?
And now it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, Baltimore did it last year with Zay Flowers, right? Like, Jordan Addison did it last year in Minnesota. Why not Kansas City this year? Because I brought that up with, like, the Darren Blanco thing.
I hadn't heard anybody saying otherwise until just this conversation.
But
you know?
We haven't really gotten to have this sort of opportunity where you have someone who maybe coming into the season, not saying he'll ever be Tyreek Hill, but coming into the season, credentials are a lot more stacked up on Worthy's side than they were Tyreek Hill's. Tyreek Hill is a freak athlete that developed as a very good wide receiver.
We thought he was going to be a returner and a gimmick guy for the first probably year that he was in the NFL. And then he worked his ass off and became a great wide receiver in the NFL, became the franchise's best wide receiver. Xavier Worthy is a first-round draft pick. You've got to get stuff out of your first-round draft picks. They're not just, you know, a Christmas ornament or something like that. You've got to count on your first-round draft picks, especially at the wide receiver spot where the price of acquiring a wide receiver not in the draft now is like trying to go out and sign a quarterback. It's expensive. It's ridiculous. And so you've got to expect your first round wide receiver to be a big time playmaker for you. If he's not a big time playmaker this year, then maybe they made a mistake with that draft pick. But Xavier Worthy, as far as I'm concerned right now, is number two behind Rashee Rice. And then Hollywood Brown gets here, and then maybe you adjust the thinking of all of that.
And maybe I need to take my rose colored glasses off. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm in the right boat here, but all we've seen all preseason, whether it's camp, whether it's games, it's Xavier Worthy in that game getting the looks in the situation. 3rd and 13, 39 yards. How you doing? 22-yard catch from Carson Wentz.
Well, I mean, what was the first play of training camp? Was it bomb the Xavier Worthy?
On Brian Cook.
Yeah.
And Trent McDuffie's getting burned. And you're like, okay, well, if he's doing this to our defense, which is a top five defense, maybe top three defense, he's going to be able to do this to other defenses as well. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's interesting is that you're giving Patrick Mahomes that sort of, we talk about hitting his prime. He's in the middle of it. Yeah. And now you've given him the option to go over the top, underneath, or to the outside. And if this is the case, right? If this is the case, maybe Rashee Rice did open that door, because this will be back to back years that Andy Reid has been able to give somebody the opportunity that's a young buck. Like, you don't really see that in Andy Reid's offense because the playbook is so stacked. You want to be, it's precise, right? You don't win back-to-back titles or on a title stretch where you're going for three straight, where you've won a division 7 straight years in a row, if things aren't perfected. And sometimes that's hard with rookie wide receivers. But again, maybe now they've started to find out what they know they need in this offense. And so far, I'm seeing a lot of trust in Worthy's way, similar to what we saw after week 8 towards Rashee Rice. And you add those two guys to the mix, you bring Hollywood Brown back. And I'm like you, man, with all the people you talk to that are involved with the Chiefs, this might be a FU year where it's like, good luck stopping this freight train.
Well, I think that factors in as well. Justin Watson doesn't help you tell the rest of the competition FU, but Xavier Worthy up over the top absolutely does. And the other thing is too, now the defenses, as we talked about earlier, preparing for the Chiefs and that behind the back play, they're going to be losing a lot of sleep preparing for the deep route too. And then you can beat them underneath if you have to. Mm-hmm. Like this offense is going to be so much fun to watch because they can beat you in any different way. But now they've got that deep ball threat back. And I know that was something they were craving all of last season. And now they got their fix. They got Xavier Worthy. They're going to use him. He's going to be a big part of this offense this year. Now, I'm not saying run out and draft him on your fantasy team. Other than Travis, I don't know that I'm drafting anybody on the Chiefs because of how big and whatnot they're going to spread the ball, how much they're going to spread the ball around. Everybody's going to eat and do their thing. But I mean, Xavier Worthy is going to see a lot of action. Look at what Rashee Rice did as a second round draft pick this year. If you don't think a guy with speed is going to be, you know, ready to be unleashed by Patrick Mahomes and Matt Nagy and Andy Reid, you're sleeping on this team, because that guy's going to be a huge player for them.
Right. You've got your veteran guy in Hollywood Brown that can do pretty much all of it, and you trust him to know where to be at certain situations. You have your second-year guy in Rashee Rice, who's your big target, trusted, good hands, didn't break a couple tackles, and then now Mahomes has his home run threat. But there's
by the way, you got a tight end who's pretty darn good.
Didn't even mention it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's where I'm at.
But like, I think it was Watson early on in that game. I thought it was Watson. Travis that caught the ball because he did that kind of shimmy, you know, to the right and then turned back and, you know, cut left and looped around. I'm like, that's Watson. Nice little move by him. But yeah, you didn't even mention Travis Kelce. Like, no, this offense is going to be fine. Watson maybe get 2 targets a game.
Yeah, pretty good running back too. So
yeah.
I think this offense will be fine.
Didn't mention him either.
Yeah, this was the I'm in game for me. Xavier Worthy, I'm in. Kingsley, I'm super in. Carson Steele, I'm in.
Jayden yeah, I'm in Hicks, on that Steele, too. I was wrong. That guy's making the
He's making the team.
Yeah.
And he might be running back, too, on this team.
He's making the team. That guy definitely is. There's going to be a lot of Carson Steele jerseys at Arrowhead the upper deck. Man, people are going to buy that jersey, brother.
I think I might get one.
They're going to buy that thing.
Number 42 fits my body size.
I like the number 42. It's a crisp, clean, like nice number.
Anthony Sherman.
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson.
There we go.
Yeah. You can only wear 42 in football. But that guy is just an animal. Like, he's the guy, third and one, fourth and one. Carson, get in the game. I know you can get it. Got a pretty good punter as well. Max seems to like Ariza.
But they seemingly thought he was too inconsistent, and Tobe was complaining about that or something the other day. I don't know. I'm not worried about the punter for punting once a game.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the biggest leg. I know he's got the highest ceiling as far as length for punts, but yeah, I don't think we're going to have to punt too much.
I'm worried about the consistency of the punter.
Well, no, but if you've got the best special teams in the league on top of a top five offense and a top five defense,
the most significant thing out of that game on Saturday was the James Winchester injury. Like, is that going to be something that bothers and lingers? Because that cat's been automatic for the better part of a decade. Yeah. Like, I thought Kendall Gammon was good. James Winchester has been freaking outstanding. And then they had to throw in, I think, who was it? Was it Wiley that had to
Noah
go?
Gray. Or
Noah Gray in there had to snap? Never done it before.
Tied him on the sideline, threw him in there.
You ever tried a long snap before? Yeah. It's not easy to do. And now here all of a sudden is a guy who's never done it, and you're doing it in an NFL game for the first time. Get your ass out there and do it. Way to go, Noah Gray. Way to earn a roster spot, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, you talk about Rice, Bob, with the receivers and Xavier where they're bringing over the top. Rice was second in yards after catch right behind Deebo Samuel in all of the NFL last year.
Yeah, it was great.
He was fantastic. So you talk about breaking over the top, giving him some space. He didn't have any space last year. We didn't have a deep ball to save us last year. I think Rice is going to explode. I agree with you.
Yeah, see, there you go, man. I think Rice is going to have himself a season. I think the league's going to be talking about Rashee Rice about midseason. Oh, my God. I didn't know this guy was this good. This is what another year of Mahomes gets.
One of those type of things.
And you know they're going to the playoffs, obviously, because the AFC West is just an absolute laughingstock of the NFL. Outside of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like, there will be at some point when we're a lot older where it'll say the Chiefs' records are a little bit tainted with wins, or Mahomes' record is a little tainted with wins because he got to play in the AFC West. Not his fault. But the starting quarterbacks around this league, we know Bo Nix is getting the starter.
He's the starter. Right? There's no question.
Sean Payton's playing the whole, like, I'm not naming a starter yet, but Bo Nix has done everything you've wanted him to do in the first two preseason games. Bo Nix is a starter in Denver. I don't know
if you were as lucky as I was yesterday to be watching the Denver Broncos pregame show. Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
Was not.
You weren't as lucky as I was, right? I was watching the pregame show for the second preseason game for the Broncos. And they had the GM on, George Payton, right? Mm. And he had said to whoever was doing the interview.
Gary's brother.
Yes, it is. Manning's cousin. Mm. They were talking about Bo Nix, and like they saw Bo Nix or something at camp, and he said, Sean Payton came right up to me. He was so giddy. He couldn't wait to tell me that was the guy we wanted. I'm like, calm down, Sean. We'll get our guy. You know, one of those things. So either they're overselling Bo Nix or they really are in love with Bo Nix. It's probably somewhere in the middle, but he played good again yesterday. He's the starter there. Minshew's been named the starter in Oakland, and then guy with the bum foot out there in Los Angeles has been named the starter for the Chargers, and I don't know if that's necessarily a marriage made in heaven out there with Harbaugh and company. So, man, the other three teams in this division are just a bunch of blah.
Which is, you love to see it. Like,
but you don't get demerits because that's who you have to play in your division.
Right, and I try to put that together in my mind to think, okay, well, the AFC West is not a good division for quarterbacks, but all of the top quarterbacks are in the AFC. So what they essentially done is they've said to themselves, well, we just need to win our divisions, and then we have a chance at the Chiefs in the playoffs. That's already tough for other teams to do because the AFC North is a gauntlet. Buffalo and Miami tend to just try to do each other favors and say, well, we want it, now we don't. Now we want it, now we don't. Then the Jets are in there trying to act like there's something. I feel like the Jets are pyrite. I think it's fool's gold. Just stay away from it. But, you know, do you, whatever you want to do, boo. But, like, my thing is that it's weird to me that there are no other good quarterbacks in the AFC West, but all the best quarterbacks are in the AFC, mm-hmm. but yet they still can't get the job done, just like the AFC West can't get the job done.
But all of them have big question marks, too. Is Joe Burrow healthy? Is Josh Allen going to, you know, readjust to this offense? Is he going to find a way not to throw games away when they matter? Same with, you know, Lamar. Is he going to be able to win when it matters most? Who's the starter in Pittsburgh right now? Is it still Zach Wilson? Or not Zach Wilson.
Duck Hodges.
Is he still the starter out there? Russell Wilson, is he the starter in Pittsburgh right now? Yeah. Or are they going to give it to Justin Fields? Like, they don't know what they're doing out there from a quarterback standpoint, or maybe even a wide receiver standpoint. Have we gotten things figured out with Brandon Ayuk yet over the weekend? My God, that story continues to just change every 5 minutes. It's fantastic. But like we're living in a world of like, it's like Mecca here. I mean, like, everything just works the right way. We're living in a wonderful society. That's why you got to appreciate what's going on, because we weren't far removed from where, like, the Raiders are right now. We're going, oh, my God, who do we have, Brady Quinn or Kyle Orton as our starting quarterback?
It's just it's polarizing to me, because if you name the top six quarterbacks in the NFL, are they not all in the AFC?
Yeah.
Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, Herbert, Stroud.
Seems fair to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Somebody would probably say Goff and Stafford could be part of the
absolutely.
Equation.
Stafford for me. Yep.
I don't know where people are on Jalen Hurts. I like him. I don't know if he's considered one of the best in the NFL, but I like watching Jalen Hurts play.
I have Love catapulting in that conversation this season.
But. Yeah, I think Love needs to do it more than just December and January. Like, let's see what he can do for an entire season. And then, of course, you know, people are going to throw Brock Purdy's name into the conversation as well. And I'm not there, but
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Whatever.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.